If I were Trump, I don't know who the five attorneys were supposedly that he had retained, and then they all unceremoniously quit. But as we pray for the president to convert to the Catholic faith, if I were Melania, I might say an extra Hail Mary today and say, "Oh Lord, thank you for seeing my husband better lawyers than we ever had before." Because the two guys that showed up yesterday were very good. David Schoen and, gosh, what was the other guy's name? Schoen was a fire breather, dude. He went second. He was only up for maybe 10 minutes. And he... he just handed out the part. He just said exactly what Trump would have said had they dragged him in there as a witness. He said, "This is a sham. This is a disgrace. I'm embarrassed. If you're in here and you voted to hear this trial, you actually should be in tears right now. This is a grave and disgraceful, disgusting day for the Senate, U.S. Senate, this august body to actually be convened here for this circus, what's going to be a circus." He even said at one point, Bruce Castor was the first attorney, who was a Southern gentleman. "I like the way he had Professor Donald Livingston's drawl." And there was a very funny moment during Castor's presentation when Castor said, "I was going to come to this floor during my opening remarks, and I was going to say that the prosecution, the House managers had unleashed the whirlwind. But sad to say, I had to alter my speech because that one has already been taken." And I went, "Oh, he's looking at Schumer," and he's going, I'm gonna have to pull the plug on the release the whirlwind. Classic moment. And then by the time David Schoen got to the end of his presentation of the defense of the president, which really wasn't a defense of the president, I mean, it kind of was, but it was just basically, "I can't believe that we're here." Look, today's title for the Mike Church Show, if you saw the placard on the Roku channel or you're watching on Crusade Channel TV, welcome aboard, by the way. Hey, why not go today and upgrade your Founders Pass membership to Basic Plus TV to make sure that you can watch this show when you want to tune it in? I mean, maybe you're home or you've got a your iPad set up on the desk. Maybe not every day, but I think it's worth the upgrade price as we continue to work very hard at our equipment upgrades and get better and better at presenting video to you here, TV to you. Or go to Founding Brother, upgrade to Founding Brother Plus TV. So to make sure that you get the TV portion, or if you're out there listening on the preview stream today and you refuse to subscribe because you just want a television station, well, we got a brand new membership level for you. Crusade Channel TV only. You can find them all, including the upgrades, crusadechannel.com/go. By the time Schoen got to the end of his defense of the president, he was reading Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, and he was basically in tears, and was saying that this is what's going to happen. This is what is happening to this government here. The first attorney that got up said, let's be clear about what's going on here. The party that runs the House of Representatives is terrified of private citizen Trump to the point where they're willing to use all the machination and power of government to try and see to it that they never have to face him in an election again, that he is completely removed and disbarred from electoral politics. And that's pretty much exactly what's going on there. And again, this is a show trial to show all of us that you just look at us, you MAGA losers, you bourgeoisie losers. This is what happens when you get out of line and you challenge the cult of death. And that's pretty much what happened yesterday. So we have some audio digital media files on all this. White House press siren. Jen Psaki yesterday was asked a question by a member of the regime residence press corps. And it just shows the spitefulness, the maliciousness, the viciousness, and the hatefulness that the Biden regime and the cult of death behind it, that they have for the rest of us. She was asked a question. I thought it was a pretty genuine question, actually. We'll play it for you. She was asked a question about, what do you say to parents and to young women who are, to the parents of young women and to the young women who are heading off to university soon and want to compete in organized athletics and who are going to lose scholarships and even the right and the privilege to compete in athletics because they're going to be displaced by tens of thousands of perverts, liars and cheaters, little boys calling themselves little girls. What do you say to them? And her answer is, regime leader Biden and I thought about that. And so has everyone else in this regime. And no, I'm paraphrasing here, folks. She didn't actually say this, but this is what she meant. So we thought about this. And we prepared a statement for you. It's very brief on that very question. So I will just, as a representative of regime leader Biden, I will just say to you, here it is. And you can relay this to the women or to the parents and to the young women. You. Thank you. And then walked off. Well, what a mic drop that would have been, huh? We're not concerned about love. We're concerned about the little deranged transgender boys. Yeah, sure you are. By the by, the case, the Shampeachment 2.0. Oh, guess what the House Manglers added to their resolution? Trump violated the 14th Amendment. Also violated. You all have your pocket constitutions thundered. The replacement for Hakeem Jeffries guy, whatever that guy's name was, he violated the sacredness of the 14th Amendment. What? What? He actually said it. What, he transported slaves? What are you talking about? So we will get into that. We have that. I'm trying to figure out what clause it was, because the 14th Amendment has five sections in it, four sections, and the fifth one is Congress may by appropriate legislation blah 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 blah. The case is falling apart, though. The guy that was the former head of the Capitol, of the Capitol Police, who has resigned, is now spilling the beans on what he saw on January the 6th. If Trump would have led an insurrection, then he would have marched down there with an armed force. He would have taken the Capitol or attempted to take it. And then he would have attempted to seize the machinations and the levers of governmental power and exercise them. That's what an insurrection is. That's not what happened. But what did... Now, this is what I find... I'm curious about this. I don't have all the answers here on this. I'm going to play you a digital media file from One America News' Jack Posobiec, because he kind of rounded this up here. How is it that thousands of people, while Trump was still speaking, 20 minutes before he finished, were already gathered at the Capitol and had the head of the Capitol Police going like, you guys need to send me some National Guard, like, stat, or this joint's going to get overrun?